This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, and here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me back.
Also want to welcome back to the air. We have Stephen Schultz from Schultz & Myers Law Firm. Welcome, Stephen.
Thanks, Doug.
So, Stephen, we got a recall notice in the mail. Tammy has a Chevy HHR, and it had the ignition recall. And that whole process just seems like a very, very complicated process. How concerned should we be about that recall? Should we really have to fix it?
I think you should. Anytime an automobile manufacturer sends out a recall notice, it's really for two reasons. Number one is they have some type of information, whether from a customer reporting standpoint, an engineering standpoint in-house, that particular device or part causes potential injury. And number two is they've determined that it's going to be potentially a big exposure for them if they don't get it fixed, because people are going to get hurt and they're going to get sued. So you have to take those seriously. And I know that it's easy to push those in the drawer and forget about them, but it's important because if the automobile manufacturers consider it important enough to spend the money to do that, which is tens of millions of dollars, if not more, to do that, then you should deem it important and get it done.
Okay. Yeah. In that process, just watching how it works, because I went ahead and tried to take care of it for Tammy, and I made the phone call to the Chevy dealer, and they have to order the part. And they basically said they would contact us whenever it was in. Well, it was 2 or 3 months
at least. At least.
Yeah, right. It was probably at least 3 months later. Mm-hmm. And we just get a postcard in the mail that easily could get get in with junk mail and get thrown away. But it was a postcard in the mail that says the part's in, and then we have to start trying to get on the schedule to get that fixed.
It can be an inconvenience for sure, but as I said, it's just so important, because if they're bringing it to your attention, it's risen to a level that is pretty serious from a safety standpoint.
Okay, and then from another liability standpoint, I think, what if, so like with Tammy's car, was an ignition failure. Well, what if she'd already had an ignition problem in the past with it, and the reason that for the recall had caused some sort of injury or had caused a crash with the vehicle?
Well, you mean if she had already had it repaired in the past?
Right. If she'd already had it repaired in the past, or even if it was faulty in the past and caused an accident, and she was one of them, that what should she do about it, or what should somebody do if that's happened in the past for them?
I mean, as far as it depends on if you're a second owner of the car, which also makes a difference as well. Whether somebody owned it before you had that recall fixed, or even if it wasn't recalled yet. A lot of the situations have arisen where people are complaining that there's a fault and they're replacing it on warranty without actually being recalled yet.
Right.
So it just really depends on the scenario. But, it's always important to when you get those postcards, you have to call them right away. Mm-hmm. Because the problem is if you don't and you're injured, you potentially have diminished your capacity, your ability to get compensation for that injury, because you have notice of a dangerous component that needs to be replaced or repaired, and you failed to do that. So the notice requirement for manufacturers to give consumers notification that there's a problem with their car has been established and done by them, but you haven't acted on it, which is a problem.
Okay, so if you don't act on it, you don't get it fixed, and then it does become a problem, you said it's a diminished liability?
It's not necessarily a complete defense, but it is a scenario where you could be deemed comparatively at fault. So let's say your damages and compensation are, for round number purposes, $100,000. Well, because you failed to get it fixed in the 6 months after you got the postcard, well, maybe you're deemed to be 50% at fault for failing to do that. So your recovery is reduced $50,000 in that scenario.
What do you think, Tammy? Should we take care of it?
I think we should.
I think you should too. But the recall on the ignition is obviously out in the news, and most people have heard about it. But it kind of all started, these recalls with the Firestone tires, as you remember. And
that
then
was
there was some accelerator problems with some Lexus and Toyota models. With, I think there was a floor mat. So it's always important to get those done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had mentioned that with the Lexus and Toyotas, that the floor mat was causing the accelerator to stick.
Yeah, they originally thought it was just an accelerator problem in general, but it turned out to be the floor mats and the driver's cavity of the floorboard were too big, and they were pushing on the accelerator, and people were just freaking out. And they thought it was just the accelerator, but it turned out to be the actual floor mat itself. So they're replacing all the floor mats in those cars.
Interesting. I would think it was a throttle body or something like that that'd be causing it, but I wouldn't really think the floor mat's doing it.
Yeah, and it took a couple people, getting injured and people dying to realize that. So
that's something.
What are some of the other big recalls that you've seen?
I've seen airbag recalls. I I just actually got one in the mail a couple weeks ago for my wife's car, and it was a ignition. No, it was a gas line hose clamp. And when I saw that, I thought, well, gas explodes, so it's probably worth getting this one fixed. But you know, those right. the ignition thing is hot reel now, and that's kind of going all over the place. But because with GM, actually, it's, from what I researched, they actually had knowledge it was a problem a long time ago.
Really? Mm-hmm.
And kind of concealed that and, you know, it turned into a big issue. And then when people started filing lawsuits because of it, even though they had knowledge it was a problem, they completely right. denied it and actually condemned the families for filing the lawsuit.
Right.
So, and now they set up that fund to compensate people. So they're trying to do the right thing now, but kind of late in the game.
Right. Well, I think we all remember the Firestone tire recall.
Yeah, and it turned out that there was a batch of Firestone tires that I think had bad cording in them, and that was a problem. They were failing at a much quicker rate than they should. Couple that with the fact that you're driving a vehicle that is top-heavy in general, so they tend to flip.
Oh, yeah, the Explorers.
Yeah, so it kind of was a double whammy there in that scenario.
I had the wonderful experience of owning a Pinto wagon.
Didn't those explode?
Yes.
From like,
if you hit the gas tank on the side, it exploded. So my parents really, I'm not sure how to take that.
You survived the Pinto ages.
I did.
I remember some. I think it was some trucks quite a few years ago where you could physically see the gas tank when you were behind them. So any low like a sports car. Go right under them and just explode that gas tank.
I remember hearing about that. You know, and one thing that came to mind with these recalls is they try to make it as convenient as possible. I know they pay for rental cars and they'll put you in a rental mm-hmm. car if it's something that is going to take a while. So it's just important to heed those. You know, we all get bogged down with family and things going on with work, and you just kind of want to put that in the, you know, aside.
I'll do
but
it later.
Not only mm-hmm. is it potentially going to you know, diminish your capacity to get compensation if you're injured, but ultimately you could injure yourself or
right.
die, or
right.
injure somebody else if you lose control of your car.
Right.
So
well,
right.
so if you're in a situation where you know, especially if you have a recall, of course you need to go ahead and take care of it. But if you're driving a vehicle where you've heard that there's a recall now, but you've already had an accident or you've had something happen to you, then they really need to reach out to you, Stephen.
Great. Yes, because here's a scenario. We investigate now a lot of cases from, you know, three, five years ago where people were hurt when their airbags didn't deploy. And that could be a situation where, you know, you were completely at fault. You went
right.
off the road, or you fell asleep at the wheel and you hit a tree and your airbag didn't go off and there was an airbag problem with some vehicles. So if you've had situations like that, you can call us and I can plug in your car and see what bulletins I can find on
okay.
your vehicle and see if, you know, your injury and your accident matches up with a potential defect in that car. So it doesn't mm-hmm. take too long to do that. And people can reach out to us via phone or email or, you know, whatever.
Okay, so via phone, best way to reach you guys, 314-444-4444.
You got it.
So 444-4444. That's a very easy one to remember. Schultz & Myers Law Firm. It's great watching just the growth of your firm. You guys have grown to be the third largest in the area now, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we're moving. I mean, we advertise quite a bit. We're on TV quite a bit, and it's exciting. It's fun. This is something I love doing, so it's a passion for me.
Well, yeah, as a personal injury firm, you guys fill a need that's out there, and mm-hmm. I think that you're able to fill that need without the eye patch.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and we're a little different in so far as people can just call me for advice before they're even involved in a crash and say, hey, how much underinsured motorist coverage should I buy to protect myself? So we're always accessible as a resource to try to avoid or minimize or mitigate what happens if you are actually injured. So it's one of those situations where we like to help the community the best we can, aside from just representing them in a claim.
That's awesome.
Well, and you guys have also mm-hmm. represented the community really well by all of the information you put on your website at schultzmyers.com. You guys have a plethora of stuff on there that will help people reduce their liability, like know the proper insurance coverages. It's like every area of liability you guys have covered on there.
We try to, and we have, you know, blogs that are updated regularly, and our Facebook page has a lot of information that's updated probably every other day at least, with everything from recalls to just what's going on in the law and things of that nature. And yeah, we try to be as informative as possible.
Yeah, your Facebook page, I want to make sure we mention that, because how can they find you on Facebook?
It's Facebook, I think, / it's just Schultz Myers or Schultz Myers Law Firm is what it may be actually. But if you search Facebook for Schultz & Myers Law Firm, we usually pop up right there at the top.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's an important one that I love the Facebook page because, you know, as I'm going through the news feed, I may not think to go to the blog to look at the blog, But when I see it in my news feed, then it shows up, and it's an interesting topic that I actually like it when it sucks me in, because that means it's good.
Well, and it's not just, hey, call us if you're hurt. It's not solicitations. We put information up there that's helpful. We put funny information up there. We've got things that are, you know, for Halloween, we did something humorous with some costumes, and it's mm-hmm. not just, you know, hey, call us if you're hurt. It's more of, here's some great information, or here's some entertaining information, or you know, things of that nature that are easy to read.
Well, and you guys definitely will post some, you'll post some of the cases that you guys have had too. And every time I see those cases, it makes me think about where I need to batten down the hatches in our own liability and make sure that we're covered.
Yeah, exactly. And we like to post, you know, when clients leave us good reviews either way, we like to post those because it's good to see what people are saying about us that are, you know, third-party people. You know, so we like to post those on our website as well as the Facebook. So,
all right. Well, Stephen, definitely appreciate you coming in. If you want to reach out to Stephen Schultz from Schultz & Myers Law Firm, you can go to schultzmyers.com, or you can reach out and call Stephen at 314-444-4444. That's a very easy number to remember, 444-4444. Reach out to Stephen Schultz from Schultz & Myers Law Firm. Thanks for coming in, Stephen.
Thanks again, Doug. Always a pleasure.
Do you know why jumbo mortgages have made a comeback? Well, coming up, we'll let you know the changes that have made my team the premier source for jumbo loans in the St. Louis area. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.